Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today is June 15th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be the Cisco Kid. Original air dates, April 16th, 1953, and the title is Flume of Death. Hope you guys enjoy.
Week, my neighbor discovered a lump in her body. What should she do?
Answer. See her doctor. A lump is one of the seven danger signals which might mean cancer and which should be attended to.
Question.
If a danger signal appears, how long is it safe to wait before seeing the doctor?
Answer. If it lasts beyond 2 weeks, go immediately. Any further delay might be dangerous.
Questions about cancer. The answers could help you save your life. The American Cancer Society says being able to recognize cancer's seven danger signals and seeing your physician once a year for a health checkup are your best cancer protection. For a free booklet of life-saving facts, write or phone your American Cancer Society.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Flume of Death. In Nevada of the 1870s, lumber and silver mining operations were going full blast. And because millions of feet of lumber were needed to shore up the mine tunnels, the two operations went hand in hand. Great flumes ran down the mountainsides from the timber stands, sometimes for miles, carrying logs to the lowlands at express train speed. As our story opens, three men are just arriving at a flume trestle built over a gorge that drops to a river some 50 feet below.
Dutch, you go on up to the lookout post, same as always. And if anybody comes down the trail, shoot to kill.
All right, Joe.
Bert, get that iron brake out of the bushes and brace it into the flume.
How is this going to do, Joe? But I'd whittle them logs stop coming down through.
They'll stop in a minute. It's right after 12 noon now. The starter crew up above will knock off heat. Here, I'll give you a hand with that brake.
Percy's heavy.
Has to be heavy in order to jam them logs and jump them over the side of the flume and down into the river. All right, I'll lift. That's it. Now let's lug her over to the flume. The logs will stop coming down. Heist her up, Bert.
Here goes.
Have them cast the points down into the wood to hold her, Bert.
Yep. There. All ready now, Joe. Yeah, long ways down to that river. Say, you've been doing pretty good for yourself the past couple of months, ain't you?
I ain't kicking.
The informant of old man Muller's logging operations and stealing half his logs out of this flume at the same time. Yeah, that's pretty good.
This is a good place to break them logs out, too, Bert. All we do is jumping down into the river below. They float down the gorge, and I sell them to that Wildcat Mining Company.
Well, that's all right, as long as they keep their mouth shut.
They will. They're getting them logs mighty cheap, and they know it.
Yeah, it's taking a chance, though, Joe. I jump these logs right here at this trestle. You can't see down into the gorge below on account of all them bushes. Besides that, somebody might come down the trail.
Mighty few people get down into that gorge. And even if they should see the logs jumping down into the river and then come up here to find out what was going on, touch it, shoot them down. Then we just dump them in the river. That goes for anybody coming down the trail, too.
You got it all figured out, ain't you, Joe?
You bet I have. I want to make my pile quick and live easy, so I'm... Hey, grab that crowbar, Bert. Here comes a couple of logs.
Yeah, I got it.
Jack, come on, they hit that break. I'll jack them just above here. Watch them, they're coming fast.
I'm ready.
Now. That's one. Here's the other. They must have been the last couple the starter crew rolled into the flume. About 10 minutes more and they'll start coming fast. There's money in them logs, Bert.
Yeah, there's money in them. But there's death in them, too. You wait and see. There's death in them.
Fortune, I'd like this, Cisco. With all these big, nice mountains to ride over, we ride into this old gorge.
I know why you do not like this rut, Pancho.
Why, Pancho, not like it, huh?
Because I told you I was looking for a good place to take a swim in this river, and you do not like to go in the water.
Pancho, not to swim.
Well, then it's time you learn.
Pancho, get in the woods, and the little fish bite Pancho's toes.
The little fish will not hurt you, Pancho. Ah, here's a good white place. Oh, there.
Oh, Logo. You go for a swim, Logo, and Pancho watch.
Come, Pancho. Get your clothes off, or we'll go in the water.
Why don't you go in the woods tomorrow, Cisco Manana?
Get your clothes off. We both want to look neat and clean. We ride into the town.
Pancho not go into the town. Cisco go.
Pancho.
Oh, see. Pancho go into the water. The water look muddy, Cisco.
Hey, that look muddy, Pancho. I did not notice it before. I wonder what would account for that.
Pancho not know, but Pancho think it not good to go in the muddy water, no?
Oh, the current is clearing the way now, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, take off the boots.
Oh, see. Take off the boots. One boot. Two boots. It's a cold wind, Cisco.
Get the rest of your clothes off, then come on in the water. Will not be so cold. Now watch me, Pancho. This is fine water, amigo. Come on in.
Pancho get his clothes off and Pancho feel the water with his big toe first.
All right, then. I will have to splash you to get you used to it, Pancho.
Cisco, Pancho, not get his breed.
All right, take your time, Cisco. We have no hurry. I will swim while you are making up your mind.
And the wind come down from the gorge from up there. Cisco, Pancho, Cisco, look out. A big log pouring down. Ay!
Oh, missed me only by inches.
He come another log, Cisco, look out.
Getting out of this river right now.
Hurry, Cisco, more lines come.
There. I'm out of the way now. Gracias, Pancho. If not been for your warning, I might have been killed.
Where these logs come from, Cisco?
They must have come from that plume trestle that goes over this gorge up there.
Somebody shoot the logs at us?
No, I do not think so, amigo. Uh-huh. I'm not familiar with this part of the country, but I have heard of the logging and mining work that goes on here.
Look, Cisco, another log come down.
See. Maybe that those logs are jammed in that plume. I would like to see. Come on, we will dress right up there.
No swim for Pancho, no swim for Pancho. And Pancho fooled you, you little fish. You not bite Pancho's toes.
Oh, now. Yeah, this is the plume, Pancho.
Plume?
This long trough with the water in it.
Here, plume. Don't you know why they call this a flume, Cisco?
Why, amigo?
Because the logs flume down like a bird. It's a joke, Cisco.
Not a very good joke, Pancho.
Pancho like it.
Look, here comes the logs.
Pancho, think these logs go fast, Cisco.
They do go fast, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And probably they go all the way down the mountain in this flume.
How far that? Huh?
Oh, it might be 7 or 8 miles.
Uh-huh.
Let us ride down the trail alongside the flume.
Okay.
We should be near the place where those logs are jumping over. Come on, there.
Logo, go see the logs jump over now. Come.
This is a big operation that is being carried out here. Pancho, someone is shooting at us.
Madre mía, that bullet right through the brim of Pancho's umbrella.
Pancho, off the horse. Flat on your face, amigo. Behind these rocks.
That second bullet feel cold on Pancho's face.
Sit down, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Do not raise your head.
No.
You stay here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to run for those trees. If I reach them, then I can make a circle ahead and find out who is doing this shooting and why.
Pancho, go to sister.
No.
No?
You stay here, amigo. Well, you are out of the range of fire. I will go now. More shooting. That is strange.
Cisco. Pancho over there now, no?
I think it is safe now, amigo. But run fast.
Pancho, run fast if you can. Here he come now. They're not sure that Pancho is.
Keep going, Pancho. Those shots came from down the trail.
Why did they shoot at us, eh?
I do not know, unless whoever it was mistook us for someone else. I do not believe we know anyone in this part of the country.
Don't you think somebody maybe knows Cisco?
No, I do not think so. Come with that stick, amigo.
The stick, yes.
Si. Gracias. Put the sombrero on the end of it and hold it out. There. Now we will see if there's to be any more shooting.
Pancho, not hear any.
Probably whoever was shooting has left. Come, Pancho. We'll lead the horses down the trail.
Down the trail.
Be ready to drop down fast if there is any more shooting.
Yes, yes.
Cabello, come on.
Come on, Lover. Come on now.
Place one of those logs for jumping must be right around the next bend in the trail. I wonder.
What wonder?
I wonder if there could be any connection between those jumping logs and that shooting.
Pancho, not know, Cisco. Pancho, know these bullets too close.
Ah, let's see. Oh, there.
Oh, look.
This is the top of the gorge.
Mm-hmm.
Down below is where I was swimming.
Okay.
We'll have a look at this flume.
Uh-huh.
Logs are not jumping the flume now, Pancho.
Maybe just one, two, three jump for fun, Cisco.
Maybe, but I doubt it.
They catch sideways, Cisco, no? Or the logs come and push them over, Pancho thinks.
No, I do not think so, Pancho.
No?
If they did that, there would be a bad log jam and the flume would give way. See?
I see.
Every board in this flume is fitted with care to prevent just such a thing and keep the logs moving on down.
Pancho not know about the flume, Cisco, but Pancho know Pancho is hungry.
Very well. We'll ride on down to the town, Pancho, and get some supplies.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps we can find out there who has been making the logs jump over the flume and who has been doing the shooting. Up, Diablo, come on.
Logo, come on. Find out who's been doing the shooting. Come on. Anything else you want, stranger?
I think that is all, senor. However, we will look around this store. Perhaps we will see something else we will want.
Well, help yourself. Only this ain't my store. Belongs to my son. He's down sick.
Oh, that is too bad.
Ain't nothing serious, but I'm tending store for him till he gets better. I'm the owner of the Silver Saddle Mine. Wouldn't think of it to look at me, would you? Never was much for dressing up.
That is quite a large mine, is it not, Senor?
Dorcas is the name. Paul Dorcas. Yep, the Silver Saddle's the biggest mine around these parts. Ain't all soup and gravy running it, neither. Blasted lumber company don't live up to it. Well, here comes Joe Kell now.
You see any more you want, Pancho?
Pancho, not see anything yet, Cisco. Pancho, look around some more, though.
Hey, you, Joe Kell. Just the man I want to see. Where in blazes is the rest of my logs?
You're getting all of them, ain't you?
No, I ain't getting all of them. Now, nowhere's near. Your confounded company agreed to flume down 1,000,000 feet a month. I ain't getting more than about a half of that.
You better take that up with the old man. I don't know nothing about it.
You're the foreman, ain't you?
Sure, I'm the foreman. Them logs are coming down according to agreement.
And I tell you they ain't. Either they ain't starting or somebody's breaking them off the flume on the way down.
See, and Pancho, see them almost hit Cisco.
Pancho, quieto.
Pancho did see them almost hit Cisco.
What'd you say, stranger?
Yeah, I'd like to know myself.
And Cisco say Pancho be quiet, so Pancho not say no more.
Come on, out with it.
I do not like your tone, hombre. However, I will explain to Senor Dorcas. About halfway up the mountain, senor, logs were jumping the flume and falling down into a river gorge.
Oh? What about that, Joe?
It's news to me, Dorcas. Maybe there's a break in the flume.
There was no break in the flume an hour ago.
You sound like you know more about this than I do, stranger. How about taking a ride up there with me and showing me where this place is?
There is only one river gorge, is there not?
Sure. But I'd like to have you show me. I didn't think I'd dare to.
Dare to? Very well, senor. Pancho and I will meet you here at this store in half an hour.
I'll come back here and I'll be waiting.
Very well. Here's the money for our supplies, senor.
Thanks. Better keep both eyes on Joe, stranger. I'm beginning to think he's pretty tricky.
We will watch him closely, senor. Come, Pancho.
Hey. Why, Cisco, say we ride clear back up there, Cisco?
There was rust on the hands of that hombre, Pancho.
Rust?
That rust might have come from a crowbar or some other piece of iron used to jump those logs.
Jump the logs.
I think, amigo, we have found the hombre who fired those shots at us, and I want to know why he fired them.
Within the hour, Cisco is going to be nearer violent death than he ever has been before. In just a moment, we'll return to our story of the Cisco Kid.
Ah!
Hot Ralston cereal first came along back in 1896, and it's the same today as it was then. A cereal full of good old-time nutrition. The vitamins are there, the minerals, the husky whole grain energy your family needs. Hot Ralston cereal, instant or regular. Old-time nutrition from Checkerboard Square.
Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Flume of Death. While taking a swim in a river gorge in the Nevada lumber and silver mine country, Cisco was nearly struck by great logs hurtling down from a trestle flume above. Upon investigating, he and the faithful Poncho were fired upon by an unseen rifleman. Later, down in the town, they overheard Paul Dorcas, mine owner, accuse one Joe Kell, logging operations foreman, of not delivering all the logs contracted for. While explaining about the logs coming over the flume, Cisco was challenged by Kell to show him his file. Now.
Hey, Bert, where's Dutch?
No, he's in the cafe.
Well, go get him. Oh, I want you and him to ride back up the mountain to that trestle flume.
What's the idea? We just got down
to... Do as I say, we got trouble on our hands. You know them two hombres Dutch shot at?
Yeah, what about them?
Any idea who they are?
No.
They're the Cisco Kid and his partner, Poncho.
Cisco Kid, huh? It seems to me I've heard that name.
You sure have. You keep your ears open. That Cisco's a bad hombre. They say he's chain lightning with a gun, and they say he didn't lick any three men he comes up against.
I can't lick you, Joe. I'd bet on that.
Well, maybe not. But they was both over in the store when I went in. Dorcas kicked on not getting all his logs. They butted in and told about the logs going over the flume. Then I got Cisco to agree to ride back up the mountain and show me the place. Now, I want you and Dutch to get back up there ahead of us.
All right. I'll go get Dutch.
Wait a minute. When you get up there, get your horses out of the way. Hide out yourselves. But pick a place close to the trail where you can throw a rope. Understand?
Yeah.
When we come riding by, rope Cisco and that other one. I'll take over from there.
Well, why don't we just gun them down, Joe?
Because I got a better idea. If we can make it look as if they was killed by accident, so much the better for us. Now get going. Hustle.
How much further is it, Cisco?
Keep on riding. I will tell you when we get there. And I warn you, hombre, do not try any tricks. We are watching every move.
Si, hombre. Cisco and Pancho ride behind you, so we watch you.
You ain't got to worry.
Well, we are not worrying. I'm merely warning you. There's the trestle just ahead of you. As soon as we get around this gorge, we'll be at the spot.
Poncho don't want to dodge any more bullets, Cisco.
I do not want to either.
I don't know if we'll be doing any shooting at you up here.
Perhaps you do not know, hombre, but I am not too sure.
Cisco, you think that other hombre's up here?
In hiding, you mean?
Si.
I would say so, Poncho. Uh-huh. But I have told this one that in case of any shooting, we will deal with him pronto.
This is the place.
Diablo Willie, Cisco. He not like something.
Si, he's looking ahead. Let us be very watchful, Poncho.
Si, Cisco, Poncho, just like Diablo. He got the feeling something not right up here.
Well, this is the place them logs were jumping. Going through all right now. Come over here and take a look.
Diablo's still like...
There they go, Dutch! Cisco, look out the rope!
Poncho caught Cisco. Cisco caught too.
See, si, drive to my horse. Santo white in there, I think of the rope.
Don't try to get up, Cisco. You either, Poncho. I got these guns on you.
How's it for roping, Joe, huh?
Good work, Bert. Same for you, Dutch. Get their guns and keep them covered.
I sure will. So this is the great Cisco Kid, huh? Made you look kind of foolish, didn't we, Cisco?
This matter is not yet finished, hombre.
It's mighty near finished, Cisco. Back off a little, Bert. Don't take no chances, I'll rush you. Dutch, get them ropes off
him. You lost them, Cisco, no? We have no chance, Poncho. Do as they say.
See, see. All right now, Bert. You and Dutch get that iron brake into the flume. I got them covered.
Yeah. Come on, Dutch, over here. Hey, this iron brake is heavy. Lift it, Dutch. Lift it. Now, over here.
So, that is the way it is done. Now I understand the traces of rust on your hands, hombre.
Sure, that's right. What are you going to do about it, Cisco?
I think that remains to be seen, hombre.
The only thing that remains to be seen is what's left of you two when them big logs come smashing down.
What do you mean, Cisco? What do you mean? I do not know yet, amigo. But, Santo, if it is what I think it is...
Brakes all in place, Joe.
Good. Them logs still coming down through?
Yeah, here comes one.
Come here, Cisco.
Cisco. Look at that log.
See, it hits the brake and jumps off the trestle. And
Pancho thinks we're passing Diablo and Loco.
See, Pancho, it does.
Let me know when they've stopped coming down.
Yeah, no more of them in sight now, Joe.
There will be in just a minute. You, Cisco, get up on the edge of that iron brake. You two, fat one, get moving.
You mean you want us to be right in the path of those logs?
That's just what I mean, Maverick. Get up there.
No, aren't you like to get hit by one of these logs?
Take your choice. Either that or we gun you down.
See, we have no choice. We will do as you say.
But
come, Pancho, we'll climb up there as they told us.
I said
we climb up there, Pancho. Now come.
See, Cisco, but matter of mere passion, if one is hit by a big, fast log, Pancho hopes Cisco got a plan.
See, I have a plan, Pancho. We would have no chance against their bullets. But this way, with the river below, we may have a chance.
Hey, Joe, there's old man Dorcas riding up the trail.
How close?
Pretty far down. But is the gun him when he gets within range?
No. Get his guns and bring them to me.
Cisco, up the flume. Here come a big log. What we do?
Get ready, Pancho. When I get the word, we will jump down into the river.
Pancho, I can swim. Cisco, Pancho.
Do as I say. It's our only chance.
Here's a big one, Joe. Hey, watch it. They're fishing the gun.
Cisco, the line over there.
Now, Pancho.
Jump.
Jump one out, Pancho. Jump.
Keep Pancho, shut his eyes and jump. Go.
Pancho.
Pancho.
Over your back, and I will get you to shore.
Cisco, hit Pancho.
I hit you because I had to bring you to your senses, amigo. That is the only reason, or we would both have been drowned. I'll stay on your back. We will be on shore in a moment. Now we can wait to shore from here. The water is not deep. Put your feet down, Pancho.
Cisco. Pancho, swallow half the river.
See, I swallow some water too, Chico. We are all right now.
We build a big fire, get warm, Cisco, no?
There is no time to build a big fire, Pancho. Must get back up there at once.
Back up there?
See, Pancho. Oh. We must get our guns. We must get our horses. We must try to see that nothing happens to Senor Dorcas. And what I want to do most of all is to get my hands on those banditos. Come, Pancho.
All right, Dorcas, hold it.
What? Who are you? What do you want? Oh, Bert Cobb, huh?
Yeah, Bert Cobb. Hold it, I said.
Oh, boy. You don't need to keep that gun on me, Bert.
Well, I am keeping it on you, and I'm taking your guns, too. Get your hands up.
All right.
Now, I'll take it. Get on off that cayuse. Hey, Joe, you coming down here?
Bring him up here, I said.
All right. Come on, get moving up the trail.
Had to stick your nose into this and find out what was going on, didn't you, Dorcas?
Where's them two strangers, Gil?
That's none of your business where they were.
So that's the way I'm losing my logs. You're jumping them off the flume. Well, you dirty bandit, Gil.
Don't like it, huh? Better do your talking fast, Dorcas. Because you sure ain't going to have much chance to talk. Walk over and put your back against that tree.
What are you going to do?
Get over there or I'll gun you down where you stand.
You ain't gonna kill me, are you, Kel?
No. Of course, I ain't gonna kill you. I'm gonna let you go free, Dorcas, so you can tell the sheriff and everybody else we were stealing your logs.
Sure, we wouldn't think of shooting you and throwing your body down in the river, Dorcas. No, not at all.
You can't shoot me down like this without a chance.
Oh, can't we? We'll see.
Go behind me,
you officer. I can keep my two on me.
I'm
going to
take it. That's just the same.
I'm going to waste no time with you, hombre. I'm going to finish this as quickly as I can.
Find your things, just go finish any quick. Oh, stranger. Stranger, that's just too late for me. Give me a hand.
I will do that for your darkness at once.
That's another one of the stunts down. Aren't you out of breed? The Pancho still fight his hombre.
Pancho, get our guns, too.
Yes, Cisco. And just for luck, Cisco, Pancho like to kick this big hombre.
Oh, hey, cut it out, will you?
Pancho feel better. And now Pancho get the gun.
We'll tie these hombres, Senor Dorcas, and turn them over to you. You are going to bring charges against them, I suppose.
You bet I am, Cisco. But you're going to ride to town with me, ain't you? I may need help herding them in.
Si. We will ride with you, Senor.
after we get that iron brake out of the flume so that all your logs will come through. And from then on, I think you will have no more trouble with the delivery of your logs.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Si, Nevada. Very fine country.
Oh, si, amigos. Very, very fine country.
Yeah.
Sometime we will ride here again.
Si. Cisco, see the nice senoritas here?
Si, I saw some nice senoritas, Pancho. So, you did notice them.
Oh, si, Pancho noticed the senoritas here, sir. Pancho keep away from the senoritas, though.
Oh, why do you keep away from them?
Because Pancho one time got a big, what do you call it, something in love.
Oh, the disappointment in love, Chico?
The disappointment in love.
Oh, that is another story you never told me, Pancho. How did you have a disappointment in love?
One time, Pancho got a lovely senorita named Maria.
Maria,
huh? And one day, Pancho and the lovely Maria take the walk to the big field.
Si, si.
And the lovely Maria said to Pancho, 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 she said, Pancho, would you face death for Maria? And Pancho said, si, si, Maria. And Pancho face death for you anytime.
Oh, that was a big statement, Chico.
Too big, Chico. Just then a big bull come along, and Pancho take Maria by the hand and run for the fence.
You run for the fence, eh?
The lovely Maria, she say, why, Pancho, you just tell me you face death for me. And Pancho say, si, Maria. And Pancho face death for you anytime. But that bull, he not dead.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, si, so.
So ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Presenting Miss Sherry Lewis and her friend Hush Puppy.
Hello, Hush Puppy.
Oh, hiya, Sherry.
Come on, let's go for a drive.
Okay. Sherry, where are we going?
We have an appointment with the optometrist to have our eyes examined.
Oh, Sherry, what for? I can read that sign over there. It says, 4 out of 10 children have vision problems.
How about that sign further on?
Oh, that one there. That says, 80% of learning is seeing.
How about that sign way down the road there? Can you read that?
That sign reads, the American Optometric Association says that the ability to read distant signs and charts does not indicate perfect vision. Sherry?
What, Hush Puppy?
What would you say if I told you I want to go have my eyes examined?
Well, I'd say that's a good sign.
To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be 2 episodes of Challenge of the Yukon. Until then, have a great day, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.